Dr. Ayom Kurchek, the Abia Administrative Area Health Minister, says at least 12 health facilities are either underwater or were completely destroyed during intercommunal fighting. He says an ongoing shortage in life-saving drugs also presents a major threat as cases of waterborne diseases are on the rise.
More than 7 health facilities in that site. And people have been displaced to Abia Town and some areas to the River Kir. The issue of flood is the second challenge that facing the area now. Most of the areas in Abia now is flooded. Even some many health facilities have been affected by this flood. Some of them have been closed down and some health facilities destroyed.
Dr. Kurchek says his ministry has formed mobile clinic teams to help displaced people and provide health care, but the health workers lack sufficient medicine and other supplies. He is urging the National Ministry of Health and humanitarian organization to intervene.
When there is a flood in the area, that means that there is a displacement of the people. People left their houses. So there will be need for the shelter, there is need for blankets, there is a need for the medicines, there is a need for the urgent interventions to help in this situation. There is a need for support for the people of Abia.
Victoria Anip, a spokesperson for South Sudan's National Health Ministry, says health officials in Juba have not been informed about the healthcare gap in Abia. She says the ministry is ready to respond according as it did in February when violence raged in Abia.
Last time when the first conflict happened, myself, I went on the ground. I went on the ground with 2 charter planes and I went with medical personnel and we took medicine, we took consumables and we took even people to go and work there, because when MSF deserted the place, we took our own people from National Ministry to go and support the area.
Verity Cowell, Field Communication Coordinator in South Sudan for the French medical charity Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, which has worked in Abia, said in a WhatsApp text that MSF head of mission in South Sudan will first seek approval from its headquarters in Geneva to proceed because of the, quote, sensitivities in Abia. Last week, officials in Abia and Warabi State said more than 25 people were killed after armed young men suspected of crossing into Abia from neighboring Twi County of Warabi State attacked the area. In February, several humanitarian groups, including the MSF and Save the Children, said they could not work in an area where the lives of their staff and families were in danger. The South Sudan People's Defense Force said it has deployed troops to quell tensions between communities from the disputed Abia area and Twi County. President Salva Kiir formed a committee to investigate the root causes of conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Twi County. The committee's secretary, Diu Mathok, said 4 government officials from Abia and Warabi State were implicated for allegedly fueling the border conflict between the two communities. Mathok said in May the committee detained the 4 for allegedly fueling the conflict in the area. Since then, the detained officials have never been charged with an offense or produced in court. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng, reporting from Bor.